If you look at local, national, and global situations, and many times even your own situations, the picture can appear progressively worse, even hopeless. But hope arises. There is no hope for the population and the world at large, for it will continually wax worse and worse until God finally eliminates it all. But in the midst of the hopeless darkness that you can feel, God extends the righteous hand of light to those who will accept it. Are you born again? Are you ready to shed your hopelessness, to grasp the extended hand of salvation? Matthew 4:16, "The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up." Jesus Christ is God's righteous hand of light, and He is extended to you today. Arise out of your darkness. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Isaiah 58:6 through 11, "Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house, when thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not." God said, Matthew 9:14-15, "Then came to him the disciples of John, saying, Why do we and the Pharisees fast oft, but thy disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, Can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast." God said, Psalms 119:160, "Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever." Man said, "Much of the writing of the Bible is incoherent drivel. No rational man would take it literally." Now the record. God's word is the literal, provable truth, yes, miracles and all. Creation in six literal 24-hour days, one man and one woman, even Adam's rib, a 911 average year lifespan before the flood, Noah's Ark in a flood that covers the entire globe, giants on the earth, the Tower of Babel in one common language, Sodom and Gomorrah, David and Goliath, and so much more. All are absolutely literal and proved here on God Said, Man Said. Be of good cheer, saints. Your childlike faith will not be denied, no matter how loud the clamor gets. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature article 695 that will once again prove the full literal inerrancy of the Holy Bible. All of these marvelous features are archived here in text and streaming audio for the edification of the blood-bought and its powerful information to convince the gainsayers. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Be sure to take advantage of three very useful tools on God Said, Man Said. One, you have questions? God has answers. Whatever your question, type a keyword into the search bar top right and watch the screen populate with related information from Adam and Eve to quantum physics. Two, use the tell a friend feature above to send a message to someone you love. It is so quick and easy. Three, imagine you can download nearly 190 hours of God Said, Man Said features to your electronic device. Listen to one every day. Thank you for coming today. God Said, Man Said speaks these words of blessing over you. May God's face shine upon you. May his angel encamp about you, and may he keep you in a blessable place. God's directives in our owner's manual, the Bible, as Psalms 19:9 reads, are true and righteous altogether, even the strange and peculiar groupings of words that sometimes seems hard to fit in common understanding. In these truly deep waters, God reveals so many of his hidden treasures. In this feature, keep in mind that God created all that you see out of that which is invisible with his spoken word. Today, as man's science peers into the invisible with his most powerful microscopes and analytic tools, he regularly finds the very thumbprint of God. Last week's God Said, Man Said feature addressed the Bible's directive to the children of God to fast and pray. Fasting and praying yields an intense and focused deliverance and a special ministering power to a believer's walk with Christ in more ways than most would suspect. In last week's feature, information from new research published in the June 5, 2014 issue of the UK Telegraph headlined the marvelous benefits of obeying God's commandments. It reads, "Fasting for 3 days can regenerate entire immune system," study finds. This is just one more demonstration that inherent within every commandment of God is a blessing or a curse. Obey God's commandments and enjoy the blessing of doing the right thing. Disobey and suffer the curse of doing the wrong thing. It's just that simple. All physical things have a spiritual root. God is a spirit, and he created all physical things by Christ Jesus. All things have a spiritual root. The benefit or curse of obeying or disobeying a commandment of God is first spiritual, then always physical. Galatians 6:7, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." In God's instructions to Israel in Isaiah 58 concerning the rewards of fasting, some strange and peculiar words have been written, and as science peers into the invisible, it has uncovered some very literal explanations. Remember, first spiritual, then physical. Yes, fasting renews the immune system, and even so much more. Note fasting's connection with light and health in Isaiah 58:8. "Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward." The Word of God speaks of an internal light. Jesus speaks of this marvelous and now scientific truth in Luke 11:33 through 35. "No man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thy eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness." The Bible's light principle is first spiritual, then physical. Consider the amazing parallels between science's latest discoveries and God's word written thousands of years ago. Science, number one. Scientists now claim that light is immortal. God, 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." God is from everlasting to everlasting, immortal. 2. Science now knows that visible physical matter is created by photon light energy, literally forming matter out of that which is invisible. God creates all that we see out of the invisible, and God is light. Romans 1, verse 20, Hebrews 11, verse 3. Number 3, science has discovered that light is interchangeable with words and words with light. God is light, and God is the Word. John 1, 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Psalms 119, 130, "The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple." Number 4, Russian scientists are using words and laser light to repair damaged DNA. These therapies are already being applied in some European academic hospitals with success on various sorts of skin cancers. The cancer is cured without any remaining scars. Revelation 19:13, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. John 1:6 through 9 speaks of John the Baptist and Jesus Christ. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Jesus Christ is a literal DNA-repairing light infusion to those of childlike faith. Number 5. Science was shocked to discover that every cell in the human body has on board a laser system far more sophisticated than anything man has developed. These lasers emit photons, coherent radiation, and with these emissions converse intercellularly via what science calls the language of light. God's Word speaks of just such an internal light as quoted in Luke 11:33 through 35 above and in numerous other passages. Number 6. New medical analytics are presently being perfected to measure light emissions from the human body via body scans. Very sophisticated scanning cameras have been developed that can scan the body for light emissions which are given off by all living creatures. When the scanning camera detects abnormally low light levels, it suggests sickness or disease. When the cells no longer emit light, they are dead. Jesus said in Luke 11:35, "Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness." Christ is the inner light that gives life and gives it more abundantly. Number 7. Psychology Now reports that word therapy often outperforms medication. God's Word is high-density word therapy. Those who attend church more than once a week live 11% longer, and that's because of Holy Ghost word therapy. Colossians 1:12, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. What an amazing and literal truth. God's fasting formula also included ministering of your substance to the poor. For example, giving the money you save by not eating to the needy. Science is now fully aware that these deeds of giving boost the immune system. Isaiah 58:11, and make fat thy bones. Medical science now knows that when a person is focused on good thoughts, and when the joy of the Lord floods the soul, that this causes the bone marrow to be moist and fat. It is your bone marrow that produces red and white blood cells. Red blood cells carry food and oxygen to all your flesh, and the white blood cells are the special forces of the immune system in the battle against disease. Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Of course, the Word of God is the literal truth. When the redeemed obey God and seek Him through prayer and fasting, marvelous, unforeseen benefits are in the offing. When the believer stands before God with clean hands and a pure and joyful heart, Isaiah 58:8, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health spring forth speedily, literally comes to pass. How did simple men author such marvelous truths thousands of years before man's vaunted science begins to understand? The answer is, they didn't. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. God said, Isaiah 58:6-11, "Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house, when thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, the glory of the Lord. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord will guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not." God said, Matthew 9:14-15, "Then came to him the disciples of John, saying, Why do we and the Pharisees fast oft, but thy disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, Can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast." God said, Psalms 119:160, "Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever." Man said, "Much of the writing of the Bible is incoherent drivel. No rational man would take it literally." Now you have the record.